is from the CD Reinvention by Travis Shaw. He is the bass man who has also composed all the songs on this CD. And he will be our guest Friday, August 5th. You get a chance to hear more from him and hear him live as he joins me here in the studio to talk about music, his career, and his CD, Reinvention. So here we go. We have Miss Danielle Hinkle. Having experienced a 75% drop in income, selling lunchboxes, working as a secretary, trying her hand with an estate agent's firm. Things were tough. Was it a matter of her just hanging in there saying, hey, things are going to be better. No need to sweat this at all. Do you think it was different? Here's a part of the reality. You do have some people who take that position and they are tough. And even though there may be times when they're a little down, for the most part, they're just determined they're going to fight and fight and fight their way out of the bad times, fight their way out of the hard times, work their way out, skill their way out, use skill, wisdom, tenacity, perseverance to get out of that hard place. And they just have an optimistic mindset. They just keep going. They're looking at life from a very, very positive perspective. Danielle says that during this struggle, this particular struggle, 75% loss in earnings, basically struggling to keep the family going. She says she felt rejected and worthless. Worthless. It's one thing to feel rejected. That can feel very bad. Sometimes we feel rejected because we are rejected. But to go from feeling only rejected to also feeling worthless, how tough is it to wake up morning after morning, even if it's only 3 or 4 times a week? How difficult is it to wake up feeling worthless? Go throughout the day trying to ignore that feeling just to go to bed still feeling worthless. To start the next day over and start out again feeling worthless. But her life was going to transform again for the better in 1997. They moved to Canada in 1990, and the transformation was getting ready to take place about 7 years later when Danielle decided to start her own business selling health and beauty products. She wanted to be her own boss because she said she was tired of being exploited. Her eponymous company, her company's gone on to make her a multi-millionaire. And today, at age 60, she's one of the best-known business leaders in the French-speaking Canadian province of Quebec. She was born to a Moroccan mother, but also to a German father whom she never met. And she was raised in Algeria. At the age of 18, her mother took a step, made a move that just devastated Danielle, but turned out for a while to have been a really, really good thing. Unfortunately, it didn't end up that way. Her mother forced her to have an arranged marriage with the best friend of her older brother. When her mother told her that she had to marry Ahmad, she screamed, she said, and cried because she said she was furious. She didn't want to get married, but she did want to stay close to her family, so she eventually agreed and was married within 2 weeks. Now, you talk about a whirlwind relationship. How many of you have said, that was too fast when two people met and married 9 months later, married 6 months later, 3 months later, how about 2 weeks later? I don't know when they met, because again, Ahmad was the best friend of Danielle's older brother. So they may have known each other for a while. They don't say so, I don't know. But I do know this. She said that from the time her mother told her, you will marry Ahmad's, your older brother's best friend, until the time that she actually married him, only 2 weeks transpired. But Danielle says she soon learned to love her husband, calling him the perfect man because he was generous, smart, and very loving. And while he was a successful engineer, she quickly rose through the ranks at the U.S. consulate after initially getting a low-grade job allocating visas. So the couple really built a happy life in Algeria until they were forced to flee the country. In Canada, remember, they got there in the dead of winter after having left everything behind and having arrived in Canada penniless. And things did not get better quickly. And as a result, their marriage came under strain while they were in Canada. And Danielle says that really, that was caused by Ahmad being unable to find work as an engineer. Ultimately, they divorced. So you see what I was telling you a little earlier when I mentioned, hey, this whole situation, this whole arrangement by her mother, this marriage arrangement, turned out to be something that outraged Danielle, but turned out to be good for a while. And then it ended terribly. Ended in divorce. She says she felt very guilty, and with 4 children to feed, though, she had extra pressure to have her business succeed. Her idea was to create an exfoliating glove that was inspired by the kind used in Algeria and in Moroccan bathhouses. They were made of plant fibers, particularly eucalyptus and spruce, and the user would just rub the glove over his or her wet skin in order to remove dead cells and generally improve the skin condition. So Danielle thought it would be popular, but she had to explain it a bit in 1990s Canada. There was nothing like it in Quebec at the time, and so when she would present her project, people would tell her, in Quebec, we wear winter gloves, not exfoliating gloves. But she wasn't deterred. She found a manufacturer and started visiting beauty salons in Montreal in order to persuade them to try the glove, which she called Renaissance. She says that she wouldn't stop for the day until she had sold at least $250 Canadian worth of her gloves, which is the equivalent of $190. The popularity of the glove grew quickly with sales to both salons and members of the public. Today, the gloves cost $26 in Canadian dollars. And she said that people liked her gloves so much, they started asking her for more products. And that's how she realized she had built a clientele. Almost 2 decades later, you're going to love this. This lady is really on the ball. She started out with exfoliating gloves, and the people who were buying her gloves started asking her to not only continue making the exfoliating gloves, but they wanted her to make some other beauty products. I'll tell you about it and how it turned out in just a few.